Plaza de Mayo, in the center of Buenos Aires. Thousands have gathered here, in front of the presidential palace, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the return to democracy. They are remembering the day, the 10th of December of 1983, when power was transferred from the military rulers to a democratic president. And music was very important in helping us make that transition. I'm Natalio Cosoy, and in this program for the Freedom in 2014 season on the BBC World Service, I will take you on a journey through the music I grew up with in Argentina, the music that helped me learn about freedom, the music that makes up my freedom playlist.
I think the music was a tool to make the change, the social change that needed the country.
We all live with memories of pieces of music which were instrumental for us to become what we are and who we are.
I like Charly García, Spinetta, Los Redondos, Los Gatos, all the bands that start the national rock and roll from Argentina. The music itself, it just gives you a feeling of freedom and power.
Wow, I've been digging around my parents' home here in Buenos Aires, and I found this two-tape cassette player and recorder. It was given to me by my aunt and my uncle when I turned 12 or 13, and this is a fantastic piece of kit. It was brilliant for us, because what we did at the time is we copied songs from one tape to the other one to build up our own cassette with our playlist, the things we wanted to listen to. And also the other thing this could do, it could record from the radio. So you would record the songs that you liked from the radio and then compile them onto another cassette. Oh my God, let's see if this works. Okay, I've opened it up. Let's get one cassette, any cassette, just to try it.
¿Dónde resucitarás? ¿Cuántas noches pasarás desesperando?
When I found the old cassette player, it was a fantastic moment. I was very euphoric, because it brought back loads of memories. That was a daily thing, me in my room, sitting with that cassette player, playing the songs that I liked, the music that I shared with my friends, what I've heard, what they've heard, exchanging cassettes, and all these songs came back to me. These were all songs that talked very specifically and strongly about the idea of freedom.
Tantas.
Como cuando yo me adapto al...
Dale, sí, yo trueno, porque soy de cartón. So I'm here with my friend Veronica and my friend Guillermo. They are very good singers, both of them, and Guillermo has a guitar. So we met up here at Veronica's house. Some of the songs we used to play were these songs we were talking about all the time. Let's start with Veronica. Do you remember any particular song that you sort of associate with the idea of freedom or the transition into democracy, those years of childhood maybe your parents played?
The singers from that time, Víctor Heredia, El Cuarteto Supay, Jairo, and of course Mercedes Sosa. And my parents used to listen all the time the records, and it was kind of part of my life, the background sound.
Tantas veces me mataron, tantas veces me morí, sin embargo estoy aquí resucitando. desgracia estoy a la desgracia y a la mano con puñal porque me mató tan mal. Y seguí cantando, cantando al sol como la cigarra. Después de un año bajo la tierra.
This beautiful song, Como la cigarra, written by María Elena Walsh, for me, is a testament of survival. I was born in 1976, at the start of military rule in Argentina. By the end, some 30,000 people, many very young, had disappeared, according to human rights organizations. The lyrics are about a cicada that comes back to life. But that cicada is us, the people, coming back to life after spending a year under the earth, transformed like this little animal. And it's so beautifully put, the poetry of the lyrics. It's absolutely awesome, compelling. When I listen to this song, I think that my country is a bit like this cicada in the lyrics. So during the military rule, the country was hidden, silent, under the earth. Within the city of Buenos Aires, there's this massive complex that used to belong to the Navy. It's as big as 24 football pitches, and it houses around 30 buildings. It's now been transformed into museums and other cultural centers dedicated to the memory of what's happened. But it used to be one of the most notorious detention centers during the military rule. It's estimated that around 5,000 people were kept prisoner here, and very few of them managed to survive.
This was a clandestine detention center, but you can find that we are not in the middle of the countryside.
We're now walking in the ESMA with Camila, our guide, with this group of students and visitors. We're going to visit what was a former detention center area.
The first place the abductees were brought to was the basement, because it's where the torture rooms were.
The basement of the officers' building has got this humid smell, and it was the worst place in here. It's now a big open space, like a basketball court. But at the back, where I'm now walking, there used to be four torture chambers, and there were other rooms here. You can only now think about the sounds and the noise that would come out from here, muffled in a way from the rest of the city, but just at its doorstep. I'm in the third floor of the building now, and this is where prisoners were kept. And I can read testimonies that are placed in little signs in here. And they all tend to speak about the fact that they had to be silent. They couldn't speak. That was one of the forms of repression that took place here.
Quise encontrar el camino nada escapa, nada muere, nadie olvida, eso lo sé. Nada escapa, nada muere, nadie olvida, eso lo sé. Navegante sin rumbo fui y naufragué.
This song, Sin Cadenas, Without Chains, to me says so much about the disappeared and what they went through. It's by the reggae rock band Los Pericos. The bass player, Gastón González, had his life profoundly affected by the military crackdown on opponents. His father was kidnapped and later killed. And he only found out years later that he had a half-brother, Manuel.
Porque había esta sensación súper extraña que era como querer a alguien que no conoces como alguien propio.
There was this very strange feeling. You love someone as if they are very close to you, but you don't know them. I think it is in our DNA. We had a very close and natural relationship since the day we met. We chatted for 8 hours that day. We were trying to catch up on those 20 years we hadn't known each other. We still talk like that.
Manuel found out about Gastón when he was already a grown man.
A partir de ese secuestro, mi mamá se va de Buenos Aires, que era donde vivía.
After the kidnapping of my father, my mother left Buenos Aires, and I was born somewhere between Buenos Aires and Rosario, I guess. 5 months later, they raided the house where we were hiding, and they killed my mother and all other members of a family that was also there. I was the only survivor. The military took me to a hospital, and after 4 months I was given to a family that lived 400 kilometers away. I grew up with them with another identity, with another story, without knowing anything of this.
By the time democracy was restored in Argentina, this song, Todavía Cantamos, was everywhere, on the radio, at demonstrations, just played by anyone with a guitar. It says, we're still singing, we're still dreaming, we're still hoping. And it became an anthem to perseverance against the odds. It was a great privilege to meet the writer of Todavía Cantamos, one of Argentina's greatest artists and political activists, Víctor Heredia. He wrote it in 1983, when the human rights organization, the Mothers of Plaza de Mayo, had started to build huge following on the streets and military rule was running out of steam. I met him backstage at one of his concerts.
Todavía Cantamos es una canción que me inspiró mi madre. Mi madre es una de las madres de Plaza de Mayo. Tiene una hija, por consiguiente tengo una hermana desaparecida.
Todavía Cantamos is inspired by my mother. She's one of the mothers of the Plaza de Mayo. My sister, her daughter, is one of the disappeared. My brother-in-law also disappeared. My father just died of sadness. The song was inspired by something my mother said. She said, we still have hope. We have to keep on waiting. That phrase triggered the words, we are still singing.
Yo siento que había sectores que estaban obviamente prevenidos acerca de lo que estaba sucediendo, otros que no.
Some people knew what was going on, while others didn't. Songs like Todavía Cantamos or Los Dinosaurios by Charlie García made people aware of what had been happening and made them try to find out more.
Thank you.
persona que amas puede desaparecer.
While todavía cantamos talks about not giving up in the search for the disappeared, this song, Los Dinosaurios, by Charlie García, described the huge sense of change about to come. Los Dinosaurios, the song says, the neighborhood friends can disappear, the singers on the radio can disappear, the person you love can disappear, but the dinosaurs will disappear. The story with this song, and my personal story with this song, is that when I heard it, I was very young, and someone came and told me, listen, these dinosaurs he's talking about in this song, these are the military rulers. And I went, wow, what a great idea, what a powerful idea to use this image to represent what's going on. I think it was a very important learning point in my life about music and what it can actually do in terms of instilling freedom into a society. Driving in traffic in Buenos Aires, listening to the radio, and this song comes up, and it's a memorable song. It's by a band called Sumo from the 1980s, and for me, Sumo, it's particularly interesting because after the war in the Falklands Malvinas, it was forbidden to broadcast music in English on the radio, but later during the democracy they just did, and I think that was an expression of freedom somehow. Like this song, it's about the flag and the demand to respect the national symbols, and it laughs at it in a way. It just takes the mickey out of it.
Yo quiero cruzar con la barrera. 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 Y que me pisen, que me pisen, que me pisen. Que me pisen, que me pisen, que me pisen.
After the reverence of Sumo, a new wave of more angry musicians followed in the 1990s as the economy started going down the tubes. I was starting university in Buenos Aires. Se Viene was written by the band Bersuit Vergarabat, and it is from the late 1990s, when Argentina was going through turmoil within democracy. Things weren't going well, there was a lot of corruption, there was a lot of increased poverty in the people, and everyone was really becoming very, very angry. And the interesting thing about the song is that because it's saying it's coming, the explosion is coming, in a way, it's anticipating what's actually about to come, because a few years later, a democratic government fell apart and we had 5 presidents in a few weeks.
De mi guitarra, de tu gobierno.
Gustavo Cordera, former band leader for Bersuit Vergarabat, expressed the anger we all felt about high levels of corruption and increased poverty.
Éramos una sintomatología de una sociedad enferma.
Our band was a product of a sick society, one that began to show its illness at the end of the 80s. We thought that by having got rid of the dictatorship, we were going to stop behaving like the military. Far from it. Fascism, absolutism, turned into something else. Neoliberalism, savage free market economics arrived. And I felt rage.
Bronca means rage. This is almost the last song in my playlist of freedom. This is an old song from the 70s, one of the first protest songs in Argentina by the renowned musician Miguel Cantilo.
Bronca de la brava de la mía, bronca que se puede recitar para los que toman lo que es nuestro.
How did Marcha de la Bronca come up to you? What did you want to say?
It was like a revenge. It's like an answer to the difficulties and the military government. It's the way that I found to protest. You know?
And how did the audience, your audience, received the song when you sang it for the first time?
They clap. Then began the blacklist, and all my compositions after the March of Rage was in the blacklist. Then I was impossibility to work, to get to play with my band. Then I chose to leave Argentina and went to travel for South America, Spain.
I chose this song because it shows you the value and the importance of standing up and saying what you think, demanding what you want, in very clear terms. For instance, it says those who rule the world have divided it in two. Many musicians and singers that I love have had to spend time abroad because of the music. The composer Teresa Parodi believes that Argentinian artists and their music, all musicians, have an enormous resilience, and it's a resilience they pass on to their audience through the music.
Dictatorships try to destroy the singer, but songs never die. This is where their power lies. They live within us. They survive.
Tantas veces me mataron. Tantas veces me morí, sin embargo estoy aquí resucitando.
There's always someone who will stand up and sing.
Gracias a la mano con puñal, porque me mató tan mal. Y seguí cantando, cantando al sol como la cigarra.
But if you ask me which song is at the top of my playlist, it has to be Mercedes Sosa singing Como la Cigarra. It is so simple and yet so deep. In the time of shipwrecks and darkness, says the song, you will be rescued. And then you will be free to go on singing.
Que vuelve de la guerra.
There is this theory that silence was a sign of danger for early humans, so they filled it with sounds and then music. Every song in this playlist did just that for us in Argentina. It helped fight fear in a country that was changing, evolving towards freedom. A bit like the cicada, emerging from its silent, dark hole beneath the earth to sing in the open air.
Después de un año bajo la tierra, igual que sobreviviente que vuelve de la guerra.
I'm Natalio Cosoy, and you've been listening to an Argentinian Freedom Playlist, a special program for the BBC World Service season on freedom in 2014. The BBC